الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of some articles about Imam Khomeini's point of view on religion and politics. About politics and religion, Imam Khomeini says, "Prophets had two main objectives. They were sent in order to develop people's spirituality and those potentials, to free the poor from under domination of hegemony. Have had these two duties, the spiritual duty, which was to release people from the captivity of the carnal soul and to save them from tyranny. These were the prophet's duties. When one observes Moses and Abraham and what have been said about them in Quran, he realizes that they are also held the same two positions, the first being invitation of people to monotheism and the second being their liberation from tyranny and injustice."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Spring of Truth. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah al-Musawi, and we are looking at some point of views made by al-Imam al-Khumayni radwanullahi alayhi. In one of his speeches, Imam al-Khumayni said, "If our intellectuals could understand the political objectives of these prayers, morning sessions, and passions at play, they would not then question the holding of these gatherings or morning rituals." Many people around the world, be it Muslims or non-Muslims, most of the time they question us and they say, "Well, why are you guys gathering up? Why do you guys hold lectures and lessons and mornings and this and that?" We're constantly being questioned. Sometimes we are being questioned by our own people. He who asks a question about these things, as in terms of why do you keep doing it, why is it being done every year, obviously they don't understand the importance of it or the political objectives of it, as Imam al-Khumayni says. So these mornings, they have a spiritual aspect, they have a religious aspect, they have educational aspect. At the same time, they have political aspects. They are places where people become aware of the political arena.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Now you can see that in most of our gatherings, in most of our speeches and lectures, you see that the clergy or the preachers themselves, they constantly keep mentioning political events. Now I, as a person, when I attend the Friday prayer, I become aware of many things that I wasn't aware of. Maybe because I got too busy, work, school, this and that, and I don't know what's happening in the political arena. But when I attend Friday lecture on a Friday prayer and the preacher starts to deliver his speech, they usually bring matters of politics out to the people and make them aware of it and tell them what is right and what's wrong in this regard. So it is extremely important for me to be educated and on the right path when it comes to politics. So these gatherings, they are not only ritualistic, but they are in fact enlightening to us when it comes to politics and other issues. So we have to understand the reasons and why they are important. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
لا إله إلا